Good morning. We're back on Inside the Huddle. We're speaking with Elijah Anthony, a senior from Frankfort High School. He'll be competing in the Indiana State Finals of Wrestling. Good morning, Elijah. How are you doing?
Morning. I'm doing pretty good today.
We're recording this a little early. Basically, this will be played on Saturday morning, and Elijah will be wrestling on Friday evening in the state finals in the 132-pound weight division. And Elijah, did you think your senior year you would make it back to Indianapolis, to Gainbridge Fieldhouse, to be in the state finals once again?
Yep, that was 100% my goal. Once I knew I made the last 3 years and I didn't qualify, I didn't place, I knew I was going to go back and make a run for a state title this year.
Can you talk a little bit about your opponent on Friday evening and what it's going to entail, you know, to get through that first round?
Yeah, so Brady Eisen from Brownsburg, he's really solid on his feet. I'm going to have to, like, move him. He's really good. He got third last year. We wrestled last year. He beat me 3-2. He's very good. He wrestles with very good partners, everything, good coaches. So it'll be a fun matchup against him later tonight.
So what's your seed for tonight?
I'm coming out as the 3 seed out of Newcastle semi-state, and he is the 2 seed at Evansville semi-state. So in state tournament, if you get third at semi-state, you'll wrestle against someone who got second, and whoever got first will wrestle someone who got fourth.
Okay, very well. You're 33-1, correct, on the season, and last week was your first loss. Can you talk a little bit of how your season went and some of the wrestlers that you did beat?
Yeah, my season, it's been really good this year. I've only had one loss, and that was to the number 4 ranked kid in the country, who's my practice partner. But other than him, I've wrestled some really good wrestlers, some who have placed. I beat state qualifiers, semi-state people, just a bunch of different levels that I've wrestled in. I've got my mindset, like, really focused over time. Like, okay, I wrestled this person. Now I got to wrestle this person. And my mindset just keeps evolving as telling myself that I'm the best and I can win every match.
Can you talk a little bit of what's taking to get to this point, to be a state championship qualifier? I'm guessing you've wrestled more outside the season, and you've been doing this since a young age.
Yes, you're right. During, like, after season, I always take about a week off. Then after that, I go back to, like, training in Indianapolis with a bunch of my wrestling club, bunch of my friends, get to wrestle them all the time, year-round. The grind never stops in wrestling, because if you don't wrestle at all time, then you'll meet up against someone who has done that, and they'll end up beating you and catching you.
If you're going to talk to a little youngster that might want to be in the hot dog wrestling program, can you give us some advice of what it would take to be a state qualifier like yourself on your senior year, and what it's going to take to get there?
Believe in yourself. You got to believe in yourself. Mindset is the first thing in wrestling. If you don't believe in yourself, then you don't think you can get there. Just practice hard and believe in yourself. Those are the two main things to get to state.
Can you talk a little bit about the physical aspect of training, diet, and those kind of things? 132 pounds, and we're talking a little bit off air. You get a few more pounds, and can you explain that, you know, leading up to tonight on where you're going to be at on your weight?
Yeah, so, like, whenever I wrestle, I always have to watch my weight, because if I lose, like, for example, I've done this before. I've lost like 7 pounds in one day. So if you lose all of that in one day, then you'll wrestle not very good. But if you control your weight, focus on everything, focus on just whenever you're not cutting very much weight, you're focusing more on wrestling versus when you're cutting. You got to focus on just cutting weight and not the wrestling part. So with that, you just got to focus on your weight and just focus on wrestling and your training.
We didn't get a chance last week to talk about some of your teammates. Can you give a little few highlights about the Hot Dog Wrestling program this year and some of your teammates that were also very successful. If you could update us real quick.
Yeah. So as a team at conference, we got second place. We lost to Southmont. We had two champs. We had 113 Leo Roa, who came back and pinned the guy in the finals. Then we had me as a champ, and our 195, he was a semi-state qualifier this year. His name's Kyle Zickman. He wrestled very tough.
Yes.
He should have gone to state, but just circumstances happened. He was a runner-up. He lost to, like, the number 10 rank in the state, so unfortunate there. There are 220. He got conference runner-up. He was going to win that match, but a disqualification happened against him. Then he came back at regionals, wrestled same kid in the finals of conference, ended up pinning the kid from Southmont. So we got him to semi-stand. He drew in a tough Roncalli kid.
Nice. We were talking as well. Can you explain to the listeners what your day was like on Friday leading up to leaving Frankfort, or what they're going to do for you at school, and then, you know, traveling and what to get to the Bainbridge where the Pacers play on the mat tonight in front of the lights and probably in front of 10,000 plus more people, what that's going to be like?
Yeah, so I've done it before, so it's just normal to me for it to do that. So I usually wake up at like 6, get to school, all that. I literally probably about 5 minutes ago, I was at the middle school. They did a walkthrough through school. Everyone was super excited about it.
That's awesome.
Now I'm back here. Probably about half hour, they're going to do the same thing for me at the high school. They're going to send me off, and I'm just going to relax till probably about 6 o'clock. Just relax, just focus on wrestling. Then after that, we'll begin ready to go. Get ready to wrestle.
Very good. We're excited. The community's behind you. If one last thing, you know, what's this going to mean to you tonight if you could get through tonight and to the finals tomorrow night and wrestling in front of a packed house there in downtown Indianapolis?
That would mean the world to me. That has been my dream ever since I started wrestling, which I was 10. Winning tonight would probably be my biggest accomplishment ever, because I lost to the kid last year, 3-2 in a very close match, and needless to say, we're not very good friends.
Nice.
So if I can win that one, that'll be huge for me, especially wrestling under the light.
Well, Elijah, thanks for taking the time to speak with us this morning. You're a very well-spoken young man. Clinton County and Frankfort's behind you. Good luck tonight.